Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Arrow After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Arrow After Show.
Hey! Hey, guys. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Arrow After Show, episode 16. Dead to Rights, or better said, holy bleep balls.
Right? There's a lot going on tonight.
Right. Yes.
I'm your host, Kaori Take, and I have hosts with me on this.
Hi, I'm Kelly.
Hi, I'm Ali Kona Bradford.
Hey, everyone. It's Anne.
And tonight, we have a lot of things to talk about. So let's just, as we always do, jump right in. So what did you guys think of the whole episode?
I'm going to be honest. At first, I was thinking this is starting off a little slow. Mm-hmm. But then towards the end, everything picked up and there was a lot of moments where like, holy potatoes. Oh, my God. did he just do that? He really just did that. Did he just take that? That's how I felt this episode.
I think Jeff Johns did a really good job of writing this episode.
Absolutely.
You know, he's the creative officer over at DC Comics, so he knows his stuff.
Right.
And it watched to me much like I read a comic. So I was really pleased with how it came out.
No, I loved it. I thought it was great. I liked the intensity, and I was really actually surprised. It wasn't very predictable.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I liked about it. And it was a better introduction to Tommy finding out than we usually see with like the new characters coming in. And I know a lot of people have been saying that they've been pretty anticlimactic, and I thought this just like made up for all of that.
Right. It's kind of like when Felicity found out that Oliver was Arrow, and you kind of saw that one coming. I really did not see that reveal coming.
No, I didn't either. I absolutely did not. I was very surprised by that. And all I kept thinking was, crap, now he's going to know Laurel is like after him.
I mean, I'm going to go ahead and say that this was probably the episode that I've been waiting for all season long. Mm. I've been waiting for something as entertaining as this episode. I'm not saying other ones were entertaining as well, but like the fight scene was really cool between Chyna White.
Yes.
And
that was amazing.
And Oliver,
yeah, and Oliver.
I mean, as much as she's the bad girl, I'm still kind of like, like a girl that's kicking butt.
Oh, she's hot doing it.
Oh, in the dress with the slit.
Yeah.
But at the same time, too, I kind of had to laugh because, you know, she shows up with her brown hair, which is probably in real life her hair. Right?
It's her hair.
And then you see a shot with her and her brown hair hanging from her hand. All of a sudden, she has this, like, terrible white wig. She's like, as she's fighting, you're like, oh, geez.
She was amazing.
I mean, everything came out this episode. We have, like, the cliffhanger of Oliver being discovered by Tommy, and then Laurel's mom popping in, and then we've got also like Tommy finding out also not only is his best friend the Arrow, but his dad is the Dark Archer.
Right, right.
Well, here's my question. He didn't actually see the costume though, did he?
No.
Yeah, I think he did.
I don't think he did.
No, he didn't.
Because
why would he open the door?
No, Merlin opened the door, and I think he was going to show him.
Yes.
And then the window smashed. He closed the door because he didn't know who was coming in, and I don't think Tommy ever saw it.
But do you think? I mean, I know that the Dark Archer was present in the past, but at the same time, it was such a short period of time. Do you think he really even had?
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Time to know who that was. Like, we all know who the Green Hood is,
right. Yeah.
But did he really know who the Black Hood was? And you know what I mean? Like, well, was it present enough for him to take notice and be like, oh, you were the guy that was the anti-green?
But just knowing that your dad, if he found out that his dad had a costume, he'd be like, wait a minute, why does your costume look a little suspect?
I would say that the whole situation in my notes when I was writing, I put, that's a big brain puck. Like, because here you are at the speech, and finally, okay, I love that Oliver had the conversation with Tommy to get him to soften up a little bit about his dad, because regardless of how bad he's been to you in your past, he is your dad, and you'll regret not having a relationship with him. Awesome, cool. He has this great speech, and you see Tommy kind of soften, like, for a moment, he's kind of proud. Mm-hmm. Like, that is my dad, and he's trying to better the city.
Yes.
You know?
Well, especially when he talked about his mother and that whole situation.
And then 5 seconds later, it's like a whirlwind happened. He's got him by the arm, and they're running upstairs, and dad's like, pah, wah,
yeah.
He's like, how did you know? You killed him. And then all of a sudden, here's your best friend who's doing this. And just,
I think Tommy wanted to wake up from that dream he was having.
Yes, he was way too much going on for Tommy.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Tommy was a little, he switched too quickly. Quickly and be like, okay, I'm going to go see my dad now. I thought that was a little unconvincing.
Well, no, because if your best friend had a heart-to-heart with you, and it's somebody you've grown up with, and he even talked about the fact that, you know, my dad wasn't a saint. You might think he is, but I have so much anger towards him. And coming from somebody who did lose their father and now giving you that advice, wouldn't you at least think about it and be like, okay, well, if my dad were to pass and I didn't even try.
Well, especially on a big night for his dad.
Right.
I think that's what sped up the process, is because it was such a big night for his dad. And he was being honored. Had he not been honored, I don't think it would have happened that fast. But because it was an event, I think that's why he went there so quickly.
I'm just like, the whole season, Tommy, you know, was kind of having outs and ins and outs with his dad, and all of a sudden he's completely out. And then all of a sudden, within an hour of talking with Oliver, he goes right back in.
Well, it's your dad. You know, that kind of always happens when you're on the outs with your parents. You know, you go, you fight, you run away, you come back. I mean, that's kind of how it goes.
But how many big events has his dad probably had? And, you know, his dad, apparently he's really bitter about his dad.
But
for
his
some
dad
reason.
Just cut him off. I think that's where it gets even worse. Because before, his dad was absent, but he was still financially taking care of him. And now that he's forced him to be on his own and be a grown up, he's like, well, screw you. Now I'm not going to go support you in anything that you're doing because of what you just did to me. So remember, you're the one that taught me when you really need somebody, you want somebody there, they're never there. And now it's all spite. He just wants to just revenge, give it back to him. Right. But Tommy's a good person, so he couldn't stick it out.
Yeah,
you know,
poor
he's
guy.
A little softy, and he has to go.
It's gonna be a large issue that he's such a good person.
But then how do you think that's gonna come about then, as far as him potentially also becoming on Dad's team? Because it's something we talked about in the past about him becoming or maybe taking the role of the Dark Archer in the future, or becoming, you know, the bad guy.
I think they set the foundation tonight. You know, they explain, okay, his mom was a humanitarian. She wanted to do good for the city. Now they're building up Malcolm, that he wants to do good for the city. And, you know, Tommy might see kind of the benefit of following in his dad's footsteps in that respect.
Well, see, this is the question when, at the end of the episode, when Tommy said, I only have one question, I was hoping he'd say, just lie. So you and Laurel, you know, because the vigilante. And he did not mention that at all, because I think that's the thing that's going to make
I agree with you. I think that's what's going to happen. I think it's going to be bitter jealousy. Because Oliver is always one step ahead of him in everything. He had a better family life. He has more money. He has, you know, all the women. He has Laurel's heart. And now he's a vigilante, too, so he's saving the city. Well, shit.
True. See, I thought you were going in a different direction when you were about to say the whole question of him asking, were you really going to ever tell me, as in that you are the vigilante? Mm-hmm. And when Oliver says no, obviously, Tommy's really hurt because they're best friends and you're supposed to tell me everything. But that's the part where I was like, just say yeah, I was going to tell you. Don't say no.
Yeah, that's true. I was
he doesn't want to lie. That is his friend, so he doesn't want to lie. He's already been lying enough, and I don't think he wants to lie anymore.
But it's like you kind of open the door just a little bit. Yeah. Like, why not open the whole door and let him through, you know?
Yeah.
But that's because the way Oliver
is. It's not
is.
Like he's going to bring him in. He's going to be on the team now. And they're going to go, you know, he's not going to join the way Felicity did or anyone else. Like, that's not going to happen. So I think that's why he did that, too, to kind of just shut the door on it. Yeah. So there's no possibility of him coming in.
I know, but he's... Oh, sorry. I was saying, he's obviously going to have questions, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I want to know, what do you guys think would be all Tommy's motive not to tell people who the vigilante really is?
He saved his dad. Well, I mean, yeah, he saved his dad.
He saved his life when they got kidnapped, you know, in the very beginning of the season. Yeah. So,
I don't know. They're truly bonded. Yeah.
I just feel like Tommy's going to be really bad, and he is just a really volatile kid right now.
Oh, I think so too. I think he's going to flip. I think he's going to flip, and it's going to be emotional, and he's going to be jealous and angry and envious, and all of those things are going to play into Merlin being able to Malcolm being able to manipulate him even further into that side.
But Malcolm did realize that, well, yeah, he tells him that the Green Hood or the vigilante is the one that saved him in a sense too, and he was like, really?
Yeah, because they had, you know, he almost killed him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, does Malcolm realize that Oliver is a Green Arrow, or that the Green Arrow knows that Malcolm is the Dark Hood? For him to be like, really, why are you so sure?
I don't think they've done that.
They don't have that.
Yeah. I mean, I think for all we know, Malcolm thinks that the vigilante is working for the other side, you know, the other company that's competing, or whatever it is that's competing against them. So,
what did you guys think about Moira? Because every time I see that woman lie through her teeth, I just want to strangle her.
She's so good at it.
I will tell you that I don't like her this season, but this episode, I really liked her. Because she was being conniving, but for the good people. You know what I mean?
It kind of makes me wonder what everybody was saying on YouTube and iTunes and everywhere, that she's not bad. She didn't know Oliver was on that island. But I swear, I thought she said she did.
I think she did too.
I have to go back and watch the first couple of episodes, because I think it was even in the first episode, the first or second, where I thought she said she knew he was there.
Yeah, I could swear she said that too, but she thought she was doing it for his own good and sending him away. She maybe not didn't necessarily know there was going to be a huge shipwreck in that sense, but she thought she was sending him away to protect him.
Yeah, and in the comics, the Arrow comics, they show one of the flashbacks of her finding the ship, and so she, in the comic, acts like she didn't, well, she knew that Oliver was going to the island, but she didn't know that it was going to be sabotaged. She didn't know who sabotaged it, and they're discovering that it was like a dynamite or something that blew up the ship, actually.
So she's been a part of this whole undertaking for 5 years, she said. So the entire time that Oliver's been away, that's when she jumped on this team when all of that happened, when she lost them both. So maybe she's not as, she's definitely a liar and she's a manipulator and all of that, but maybe she really isn't as bad as we think. And in this episode, when she knows that Malcolm is about to die, she's getting dressed and her hands are shaking and she's scared.
Yeah, but at the same time too, did you guys catch the part where she was having a conversation with Frank and they're at the party and Frank is like, I've been avoiding him all night long. I don't know, how could you just talk to him like that? Because she did. She's over here being sincere and just having a conversation.
I think she's just
knowing she's just put a hit on him, basically.
Well, she said, I've been doing it for 5 years. What's another 5 minutes? So she may have always been on the good side and doing, you know, and just making him believe that she's on the bad side. That's where it made me think, well, maybe.
Well, I think she's
just don't know yet.
She's just trapped in the situation, and her only way out is to kill Malcolm.
Yeah. And so then Oliver saves him.
Right.
I know. I thought that was just ridiculous. Man.
I love Moira's, the look on her face when they're wheeling Malcolm into the ambulance.
It's like, WTF. He's alive.
She's doing all bad things. She shoots her son.
Right.
And then her son saves her hit.
Right.
Yeah. Best. So, I loved it.
Well, I just want to do a shameless plug right now. You guys, thank you for tuning in. Please go to iTunes and give us 5 stars or 4, but 5 would be better. rate, comments. Let's keep the conversation going. Tell a friend. Tell 1 or 10 a day. If you have a show that you're watching other than Arrow, we probably have an after show for you on AfterBuzz TV. So thank you for tuning in, and we love your comments, and let's keep the conversation going.
Yes.
Yes, and you can comment on YouTube, too, because we do read them.
Yes.
Okay, I gotta say something, though, because, I mean, I know you're a Malcolm fan. right? Me, well, like, it's not Malcolm, but you know, the gentleman in general, right?
Okay,
didn't you
sure.
think he was, like, handsome?
He's got swag. Uh-huh.
Okay, here's my thing. And this is no offense to him or anybody who likes him. But as I'm looking at his face, I'm like, that man looks like he's had plastic surgery.
Yeah.
I'm like,
As an actor or as a...
As a real person. I mean, unless they put prosthetics on him for the show. He just looks, a little nipped and tucked, you know?
A little bit. A
I mean,
little bit.
I would say it's safe to assume a lot of that happens in Hollywood.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just... You know,
quit hating on Malcolm. He's, you know, he's a nice looking older man.
Look, he's too busy to be having plastic surgery right now. He's trying to shoot arrows. Okay,
something could have happened to him as the Dark Archer. We don't know.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Okay. Speaking of weird faces. I know people
and apparatuses.
Oh, this is so bad.
Please don't talk about McKenna that way.
You knew
you saw that.
No, damn.
She's an attractive girl, but I do not like her character and I do not like the romance forming.
Mm-mm. No.
I'm the only one who's a team McKenna here.
You know, the writers really like I was reading something and the writers really like it, and it's funny because I was reading an interview. I don't recall who it was by, but the person even the person interviewing was telling the writer, I love the chemistry. He's like, yeah, we really like and we feel like they get along so well because she's got a busy life, he's got a busy life, and they, you know, they're so independent that it just works because neither one is clingy or wondering where the other person is when they disappear. They just work. And I'm reading it, and out loud, I'm going, what? No.
I mean, was it's reading like, that same article, yeah. And I was like, I agree with that.
I'm like, I get it. Those are common logical factors, but watching the chemistry and the kissing, you're like,
it's so forced, I feel. Like, they don't...
It was a little better today, but not amazing.
I don't know. I can't watch it. And actually, somebody, you know, one of them tweeted, you know, I'm curious, what do you guys think about this romance? And I just replied back, hate it. Yeah. And I want to elaborate. I don't hate the characters I don't hate her character individually. I don't feel the chemistry. I don't like it.
I don't
feel like it flows very well. I think it's very forced. And to me, it's like he's with her because there's nobody else. And he kind of says as much in this episode. Slim Pickens for a vigilante, basically.
Yeah. If I heard that, he was talking about me. I'm like, yes.
How is the relationship even going to work? She was shooting at him. Mm-hmm. And then after the fact, he's like, yeah, let's make it work. It's like,
well,
no.
I mean, but he's not like, yeah, but you know what?
Yeah.
I mean, okay. But in his defense, it's not like he knows that she doesn't know it's Oliver. She's shooting at the vigilante who she's instructed to be taking down, if you will. So he can't really blame her for that.
I just don't.
And he can also protect her, too.
Right, but you know, at the same time, too, the one short scene that we did see Detective Lance, I wanted to slap him. Because here's Arrow calling you, giving you a tip, and trying to help you. And of course, you have to be a man and have testosterone, and I don't work for you. Yeah. And, you know, don't tell me what to do. And turns around, hangs up, and he's still stuck on his obsession over Arrow. And instead of taking the tip and going with it, he turns around, calls McKenna, and he's like, we're taking him down. Did you just lose sight of the fact that you found out somebody's got a hit on them and you don't care because you'd rather catch the vigilante?
Well, he's obsessed.
Get over it. And I'm hoping now with the return of Laurel's mother that will kind of...
Well, yeah, we'll see how that turns out.
Change that up a little bit.
That is so exciting that they brought her in there.
I still don't see how there's a way that Oliver and McKenna are going to work out. Oliver knowing that she's on the opposite team.
Right.
So I don't even know why he's pursuing it. I think it's just loneliness.
Felicity, for sure.
Oh,
Felicity. She's cute.
I'm almost thinking that Oliver is too busy to take care of Felicity the way any woman should be treated. Men, take note. I love the fact that she's starting to train.
I really like that.
Cool.
See, the time with her and Diggle, that's why I was saying, I don't know, a little something might. I know he's got the sister-in-law thing going, you know, whatever.
But that's yak.
But really? I felt a little something with them training and fighting and spending all that time together.
And I was like, go ahead, guns. That's right. Your shoulders off. Yeah.
Exactly.
Wait, hold up. You guys are against the Diggle and sister-in-law.
Oh, absolutely.
No. Meet someone new. Yeah. Step outside your circle.
Yeah.
Be friends. Yeah. Have a good relationship. Meet somebody. It's
understand, though. You bond with someone that you're so close
to.
They're blood-related. Hey.
I don't like that because it's kind of like a replacement. You can't have the real one, so you're going to have a stand-in.
And
it's not fair to either one of them, really, in that sense.
But I've said it before, and to be... not cliche, but whatever. Your brother's been there, done that, and you're gonna go.
Yeah, he has been there.
You know, that's like, ooh, yeah, no, you ooh.
So you guys are definitely
a little too much. That's a little too much family sharing. Yeah, that's almost like the cousin thing. Like you wouldn't.
Yeah, you know. Well. But they're not related. That's the thing.
Kim's I know, like, but still. Oh,
it's not that bad. I don't know. Whatever. She hasn't been around lately. So,
does your boyfriend have a brother?
Oh, yeah, he's actually very hot.
Boyfriend, are you watching this episode right now?
Because I would not touch his brother with a 10-foot pole.
Kim doesn't see a problem with this. No. If you die, just so you know, she's going for your brother.
She's
going
to slide right over.
No.
Okay.
Anyways. I am not her, but anyway.
Okay. Anyway.
Yes, so Felicity, I really do like her as part of the team.
She had a hard time cracking that code today from that.
She did.
Well, that's because she's part of the team, so now like they have to have obstacles to make it a little more difficult, right?
Yeah, right.
So now that, you know, he doesn't have to lie to her, now there has to be another kind of obstacle. So.
Yeah. Oh, wait, hold on. Because you just said Felicity, and she was asking about Spanish, but that takes me back to the scene with Oliver, and he's fighting the Chinese gentleman. Mm-hmm. First of all, with the hot sauce, I was like, that's kind of awesome.
And that's so horrible. It's like, my eyes hurt.
Yeah. But he's speaking to him in Chinese. I'm like, He was gone for five times to learn Chinese.
Chinese is an impossible language.
Well, with perfect accent.
With Chinese people.
Are they? No, he's Japanese, though. The other guy is Japanese.
Yao Fei. Yao Fei ain't Japanese.
He looked Japanese to me.
How does he look Japanese to you?
Oh, I don't know.
Because he just
did. Oh, no. Now we're getting into weird territory. Let's get out of there.
I'm like, I'm Japanese. I can say that. It's okay.
Hey, I'm Japanese, too.
That's my people.
Watch out now.
We're about to get down.
Discussion ninja attack later on.
That's the after show.
After show. Yes.
I don't know, but he had perfect accent to where the guy was like, he's definitely Chinese.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
And he goes back
straight
and he's just
white boy.
Back at the table. Love it.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was good. Pretty good. But yeah, he was gone for 5 years. So he learned how to speak Russian, how to speak Chinese.
Right.
You know, he can speak about 100 languages.
I'm just saying, if I could be gone for 5 years and become a fantastic archer and speak 5 languages or more, I would do it.
Well, he didn't have anything else to do, right? Besides train, learn languages, and...
Hold on. My favorite scene thus far was when Oliver was trying to do a pull-up in the island. He's like... And then there's Manu Bennett like, I got it.
With one arm.
Right?
See, like, you've come struggle. That was rough. Seeing him all scrawny and struggle.
Let's talk about the island a little bit. What did you think of the snippets of the island this episode?
I kind of didn't get it. As far as the placement of it, I mean, it's cool to find out the progression and the evolution of who he's becoming. But at the same time, it didn't, to me, parallel quite as much with the story. I mean, it was cool. We got to see him be a little bit more persistent and not give up and toughen up a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I just didn't see the connection with the rest of the storyline.
Yeah, I could see what you're saying there.
Well, I thought that it was kind of where Tommy is now, where he was then. That's kind of what I was thinking about. Okay. Because he's a little bit weaker right now, and he's learning all of these things about his father and these things that he didn't know. And so he's got to have to toughen up and all of this to be able to handle all the information he was just given and whatever Malcolm has in store for him next. Like, for him to go to his next level, he's got to, you know, go through some stuff. And then I thought that watching Oliver go through his was kind of like the same thing, especially when he was talking to him about his dad and everything that I went through, the people I lost, like that sort of thing. That was the only kind of thing for me that I felt, okay, well, maybe that's why that's there.
See, I agree with Alakona. I just didn't get it.
And the whole radio thing.
Yeah, I usually love the
island episodes.
He had a
skill. He couldn't train. He was over trying to fight, and he had his little knife.
But I usually love the island snippets.
Me too.
And this time around, I was just like, well, it could have been done without.
But that's why I'm saying, like, I wonder if that might have been a reason why. Just to show his weakest moments is the same as the evolution of what Tommy's character is going to go through. I mean, I can't really think
but
of any
other he's been in weaker moments
thing.
Than that, you know.
On the island, I mean, yeah, we've seen. But this is like the middle period where he was totally beaten to crap, and now he's coming out of it, and this is just him kind of hanging, figuring out where he's gonna go. Is he gonna take the advice and really learn how to train, or he's just gonna try to fix radios and get out of there? What is he gonna do? And that's kind of what we saw there.
And what were your thoughts on the island?
Well, there was a really tiny, very quick reference to Deathstroke when they show Manu Bennett's backside and he has the two swords that he puts mm-hmm. in his back. And I was like, yes, he's going to do it. He's going to be Deathstroke.
Yes.
So I love the peppering of, you know, not only on the island scene, but throughout the whole episode of the, you know, comic book references every mm-hmm. so often.
You said when you were watching it, you had made mention of a sign and it was a Batman reference. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, my husband pointed it out. It said Bloodhaven Apartments, and it's actually the city that Nightwing patrols in the Batman comics. So I thought that was pretty cool.
They made the reference to the Black Canary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, if you actually look at the background of Batman and Green Arrow, they're very much alike. Green mm-hmm. Arrow is based on Batman, so you'll see the similarities there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we saw Batman reference. We saw a Black Canary reference.
Yeah, the canary in the picture with Sarah. And now Sarah may not be dead.
So maybe she's the canary?
Well, you know, speaking of that apartment, I am so happy that Deadshot came, sadly, and went a little too fast. I thought it was kind of weird that he shot successfully the Dark Archer, and then when he was dying on the ground, there was no more shots.
Yeah, where did you go? What happened?
He's usually not one to go after his enemies.
But he could have been like, make sure you're dead.
Well, he shot him, like six times, though, because he had all the holes just because, but he was wearing a vest.
But he wasn't bleeding. And he had the super eye, so it's like he could have saw that there was no blood.
Shoot him in the head.
Well, you know, but he said, who needs bullets to the chest? So we knew it was going to be a body shot.
But at the same time, too, this leads us into kind of a different topic, is that the bullets were laced with Kiwari, mm-hmm. right? And talking about that, and then also going into the fact that that's what led Diggle to realize that the man who killed his brother mm-hmm. is still alive.
Yes, and mm-hmm. he just kind of disappeared, so we may see him again.
I think we will.
He's not going
anywhere. We know Diggle's going to go after him.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a story arc on its own. Mm-hmm. But you know what? There was an interview that Stephen Amell did do, and something he kind of jokingly said, but a pattern that he's even noticed, is that all the villains that do pay a visit that he doesn't actually kill mm-hmm. are all coming back. Mm-hmm. You know, and he's like, so it's almost to a fault because he has so much of a morale that he's not killing them. Like, he had a wide open shot for Chyna White. This mm-hmm. is the second time he had the opportunity to kill her, and he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll probably come back, too.
They can't all die so quickly. They have to come, but there's definitely more to the story that we're going to unravel, so.
But do you think it's eventually going to build to a point where it's bad team, good team, and like a huge clash of the Titans, if you will.
Kind of like a Injustice versus Justice League kind of deal.
Yeah.
Please, make it happen.
That'd be awesome.
I was about to reference Twilight. I was like, like the vampires and the werewolves. In the field with the grass.
No. Family we have right now is like so mad about that reference right now.
Yes.
Every comic book fan is angry, screaming at this reference right now.
Sorry. The girls are happy, maybe.
No, that's funny.
Anyway, where's my mind?
Where is your mind? You're thinking about vampires and werewolves.
I don't know.
That's okay.
Creatures, they're strong.
You know, well, we see those Supernatural and Vampire Diaries commercials.
That's true.
That's what's been going on.
Yeah.
With the Greek heroes and stuff, too.
I want to go back to, Sarah. They mentioned Sarah finally mm-hmm. again. And not that she's dead, but obviously that they think she might still be alive. But mm-hmm. there's a really good issue of the Arrow comic that goes into the backstory of Sarah. And I highly recommend, if you're reading these, to read that issue. It kind of sheds light that she wasn't the best sister to Laurel. They didn't have the best relationship. You know, she was a little bit conniving. And Laurel had to step in and defend her. And, you know, their dad was, like, telling Laurel, you got to defend her. She's your little sister. And, you know, you kind of just see the conflict between the sisters and also between Laurel and her dad in that issue. So mm-hmm. I would definitely check that one out.
Nice.
Interesting. Well, yeah, I mean, you kind of said that obviously you're sleeping with your sister's man. So already there's something.
I wonder if that is going to resurface if she
also
comes back.
There was a reference that Laurel made to her dad when she tells him, I wish you would stop trying to remember Sarah where you need to remember her for what she was. She wasn't the best.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. So I wonder how that's going to all. Maybe she'll come back as like a bad guy.
I don't know. I would say I thought it was interesting. I knew that the mom was coming back just because I'd read about it, but I think that her introduction back was just weird and awkward because you just called out of nowhere, and then at the end of the show, she just kind of showed up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was just weird to me.
But it goes with your parents' theme, you know?
Yeah, she really had something to say.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was apparently that important that, she couldn't wait. She couldn't get any more ignored calls.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
And they got to get us to start talking about Black Canary somehow.
But how convenient was it that right when she opens the door, she's right there?
I know.
But it always happens.
I don't know.
See, I was saying, but I didn't think that the introduction of the Black Canary conversation, that to me wasn't weird. That was actually very sly and cleverly written in. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the mom thing, I don't know.
Well, in the comics, actually, and I'll go back to something you asked me a while ago where you were saying, oh, I think Laurel's mom is the Black Canary.
Yeah.
And in fact, in the old comics, she is the Black Canary. And she's the one who actually trains Laurel in the new comic, in the new 52 comics, to be Black Canary and to take over. So that's introducing that story arc here.
Why is it that? Because we're talking about, it seems like all these parents are passing down all these roles from the Black Canary to the Dark Hood. Mm-hmm. Why don't they just give them new names and new personas? Mm-hmm. Why are they just following in the junior footsteps?
Well, I guess you got to carry that legacy on, right? Because that's just the
way. The Dark Archer never dies.
Exactly.
It keeps on going.
Keeps going.
Kind of like the Batman movies.
Yeah.
It's always just a different dude, but the Batman just keeps
Batman
on going.
Batman does not die.
I mean, isn't Robin always Robin? You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, that's just, you carry the character. Like, James Bond is always James Bond, but it's a different person.
This is true. Mm-hmm, but that kind of stuff irritates me. I get attached to the actor, and I want it to be the same actor all the time.
Live forever.
Well, let's find a fountain of youth. So before we continue, I just want to mention real quick, on March 8th, we've got The Adventures of Serial Buddies coming out. Maria
Yes, which is next week. Next weekend.
Oh, my gosh. It is next weekend.
It's already March.
Mm-hmm. You guys go watch the trailer. Have you watched the trailer?
Yes.
It's really funny.
I've seen a first cut of the movie,
which
is really funny. So I'm excited to see it again because I don't know if they changed anything or what happened, but I saw it like months ago. So it's really funny. It's unique. You guys will love it. So make sure to check it out.
Yep. Now, where can people find it, though, and where can they purchase tickets?
SerialBuddies.com. It's going to be at AMC theaters, I believe, in select cities. So if you go to AfterBuzz TV, I'm sure there's a link.
Yeah,
you can go to SerialBuddies.com, and there's Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff, and you can find it.
Yeah, we got you hooked up. Just AfterBuzzTV.com. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, Kathy Lee Gifford's in it. Watch it for that, if nothing
right.
else.
Her daughter is in it.
Yeah, well, and the Beth, what's her name from?
Bears?
Yes, from Two Broke Girls.
Two Broke Girls.
Mm-hmm. So it's funny stuff.
I've never seen that show.
Funny stuff.
But.
Good stuff.
Do you guys have anything else to share about this episode?
About the episode? No. Other things, maybe.
I just want to see McKenna and that kind of like go away. I'm kind of over it already.
I think it will.
Let's fizzle out. Well, especially because the Huntress is coming back.
But she's coming back to stir trouble.
She's going to mess that up. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know they're totally going to sleep together. So maybe McKenna will find out and then they'll break up.
That could work.
I don't know. Well, you want to do predictions?
Do you guys have news and gossip?
I mean, it's okay, kind of.
Okay, let's do kind of news and gossip.
I don't know if I would call this news and gossip, just something to check out on your own. You know, everybody heard about that planking thing that was way hot back in the day. Now it's the Harlem Shake, which whatever. We won't even go there. But what I will say, and this could be old news for some of you Stephen Amell fans, but he has his own version of planking, which isn't really planking. It's more like laying down dead in the middle of random places. So if you follow him on Instagram, he's like the most random stuff, like just in the middle of the street, like
that's kind of cool.
I think but you know what? It just shows a little bit more of his character between that and him doing the whole YouTube thing and taking the time to talk to fans. It just, makes him seem like he's that much more tangible to his fans, but at the same time, just real and real cool, too.
Yeah, I really like him.
Yeah.
You know, I would love to have him on this couch and talk with us. So
I know, if only they didn't film the show in Canada.
Well, you know what? Next time you're on a break, if you're watching this, Stephen,
we'll have to do a special segment, episode, like a pre-tape or something.
Anytime you want.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Any one of you guys on the Arrow show.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So people are taking recognition of Arrow because it's actually nominated for a Saturn Award.
Ooh,
I don't know.
Nice. Clap.
It's up against, let's see, Merlin, Doctor Who, Beauty and the Beast.
How ironic.
One of your favorites.
How
Sorry.
Ironic it's up against Merlin.
Teen Wolf and The Vampire Diaries. So actually, they'll announce the winner in June.
Nice.
Okay.
It's really
cool.
They're not even done with the first season, and they're already getting nominated for an award.
That's awesome. Well, just a reminder to everybody, we're about to go on a break. So the show is going to be on a break for a couple weeks, but it'll be back on March 20th.
I know.
I actually have another piece of news that's relevant but irrelevant because it's all in the family.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But Oliver, what? Really? Not Oliver. Stephen Amell has a cousin. His name is Robbie Amell, and he just landed the lead in a role that's for, it's called Tomorrow Tomorrow People on the CW.
Oh.
So I thought that was kind of interesting because now you have two in the same family on the same network. And
nice.
Judging by the things that I've read, he's quite a looker himself, too. So girls are just.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very.
That'd be interesting if it was on the same night.
But since on the same network.
Well, it same network, be. But it could be,
yeah,
right?
You
watch
one and the other. I'm brain farting. I was thinking same time slot.
Oh, no. Yeah. Anyways, and even more ironic is the character that he plays, his character's name is Steven.
Oh, nice. Oh,
yeah.
It just all comes around in a circle.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Anyways, that's my
news. Well, I've got a lot of predictions that I want to
know. Right, do it.
Let's do it.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Go for it.
Okay.
Go.
First of all,
let him out.
Obviously, the Huntress is coming back. I'm not happy with that.
No.
Okay. Nothing against the actress, but the character is. We already have McKenna. I do not want the Huntress back. I think she's going to cause a lot of issues between Oliver and McKenna, actually, because she had Nookie with Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also going to cause a lot of trouble in Starling City.
Absolutely, with her mask instead of a helmet.
I know. But I think, I think she's going to come back angry. I don't know if she's necessarily going to come back and want to ravage him the way that.
I think she will.
I think she will, especially because she's angry.
Or do you think maybe she'll try to ravage him and he'll turn her down and she'll be even more ticked off and be like, screw you?
Maybe.
Yeah. I would like to see her and McKenna get into it.
How about
like both of them? Girl fight.
Huh? How about her and Felicity?
I think Felicity's not at the point where she could kick butt.
No, yeah,
but once she gets there, I'd like to see her take her down.
Yeah. I would love to see Felicity and Laurel fight at one point.
Why do we want somebody to fight
over Oliver?
Yeah, fight over that. That's probably going to happen, or fight over Laurel.
How long do you guys think it's going to be before he finally gets with Laurel?
Oh, forever.
A long time.
Forever. Yeah. It's going to be the total. That's the relationship that will drag. Because if it happens too soon,
here's the thing, though. For me, take as long as you need. Because the way Laurel is now, she needs to develop into something more substantial for me to be like, okay, she deserves you, Oliver Queen. And what is happening? I did not see Roy Harper or Thea Queen this episode. I was a little upset about that.
Yeah.
What do you guys think is going to happen prediction-wise? With him coming back. Do you think he's going to come back?
Absolutely. I think he's just jumped in there anyway. But
no,
I think he's absolutely going to come back. And I think, I read some of it too, but she's going to chase him down a little bit because she wants to be the fixer and make him better. And I think that she's going to get involved with just a different world. He's from the wrong side of the tracks.
I think she's from last episode, she's totally intrigued by him.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, somebody left us a YouTube comment about did you read that one about the similarity between the Speedies? Because I guess in the comics, like, Speedy's middle name was the same middle name as what Thea's middle name is on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So it has like a nice flow into it.
What's
so
Thea's
maybe
middle
that'll,
name?
What was it, May or?
I think so.
I think it was May or something. I'm going to have to go back and read it. But that's why we love you guys to leave your comments and your theories and all that, because it's awesome. Things that we don't.
Yeah.
Either don't know about the comics or wouldn't think about. But
thank you, Adrian, always tweeting us. And also thank you for Travis for always sending out Arrow.
Yeah.
Thank you for everybody.
It's great. It's
you
great.
Know? Do you think that do you think Merlin's going to find out that Moira was the one that put a hit on him?
Oh, we didn't talk about that. How he was this person has made their last mistake.
Uh-huh.
It's just bad for her.
I think it's going to take a little while because she can't die. He can't die. It has to drag out a little bit. So I don't think he's going to know right away. I mean, you got to remember, he has her husband. So he thinks he has the upper hand on her. There's no way she would turn on him. So she's going to be the last person that he suspects.
Yeah,
especially because she's such a good manipulator that she goes to the hospital. She's right there, right when it happens. She sees him go into the ambulance, whether he's conscious or not. Like, so everyone sees that she's there. Couldn't have been her. I mean, she covers her tracks very well, so I can't imagine he's going to suspect her anytime soon.
But what if, like, he figures it out and puts Walter on the line?
But why would you do that knowing that Walter's somewhere hostage and you don't know where he is?
Maybe she doesn't care about him.
That's kind of a dumb move.
Well, I mean, I think she felt that was her only way out, though. She wants to get out of this, and that's the only way to do it, and that's why she got with, started correlating with Frank.
Okay, but then, so sacrifice the man that you're supposed to be in love with so you can get out?
Well... Maybe in her mind, she thinks if she takes out Merlin, then she can go find him and all will be well and nobody gets sacrificed except for Merlin. Maybe she's not necessarily, she's not the smartest one as far as getting herself into all of this and all, you know. It's a dangerous game that she's playing that I think that she's good at manipulating and lying and all of that, but I don't know if she's necessarily up to par to be able to handle it the way she thinks she can. And I guess that's what we're going to find out.
Makes sense.
And she covers her problems with more problems. So it's just going to stack up. And I think the people that are in trouble here when Malcolm gets out of the hospital is going to be China White, Deadshot, of course. But I think Frank might, he might think Frank did it, you know?
Yeah,
and Moira might put Frank in the
hot seat.
In the light. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She is kind of ruthless like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's got to save herself. Look out for number one.
Do you think that she's going to find out her son is the vigilante?
Never. I think we might be done with the reveals with him for a minute. I think
there's been a lot back to back going on.
I don't think he'll be revealed to anyone else.
Well, who do you think the next one would be once it hits? Laurel? There's like a lot of possibilities there. The officer lands like, oh my God, I double hate you now.
No, I don't think he's ever going to figure it out.
No.
Not anytime soon anyway.
No. I always thought Moira was going to be next, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
And who do you guys think is the Black Canary?
I don't.
Because it could be three.
No, I know. I mean, it'd be kind of cool if it was a sister, to be honest with you. But I don't know.
Well, I'm wondering, like, I'm so puzzled by how is she still alive and been hidden for 6 years?
Maybe she's on another part of the island.
That's what I was going to say. Maybe she's on the other side of the island. Maybe she's training with them, and that's how she learns how to kick butt.
That's how she becomes bad. Maybe she's part of the soldiers.
This is true.
Yeah. It could happen, you know?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Do you guys have any other predictions?
No, nope. I think I'm just excited. You know, I'm sad that we have to wait so long for it to come back, but I'm excited to see where it goes.
Yeah. Well, we have a month hiatus. Lot to think about, a lot of comic books to catch up on.
This is true. This is true.
So that'll be good. Where can we follow you guys?
Well, I am Allie Kona Bradford. You can find me at Kiss My Passport or on Facebook and Tumblr under Allie Kona Bradford.
You can find me on Twitter at Ann Campia.
And you can follow me at Kelly with an IE079 on Twitter and Instagram.
And you can find me at KAORIOUS on Twitter, Instagram, as well as Tumblr. And you can follow all of us at AfterBuzz TV.
Yay.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yes.
See you guys in 3 weeks.
Happy vacation.
Happy vacation.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Is that? Hey, Brian. Hey, Brian, come here. Come here, Brian.